Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com and the conclusion of our study of Ephesians chapter 5, verses 12 through 16, titled, Redeeming the Time Because the Days Are Evil. This is part 2 of 2.
Too many Christians have their lights dimmed, if not totally out. And it's because they're not willing to reprove. That's it. That's why their light won't shine. Read verse 14 with me. Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. That's the verse that produced the joke, where the preacher looks at the crowd and says, I got good news. When the rapture takes place, we get to go first, because the Bible says the dead in Christ rise first. He's calling on dead Christians to awake. Awake thou that sleepest and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. That's how you know if you're really living for the Lord, if you've got any fire in you and you're willing to reprove the works of darkness, you've got light in you and it's protruding out of you because you're willing to do what the Bible says. God wants to wake us up and light us up for His glory.
Amen.
How about you today? Wouldn't you like for God to light you up? If you're not being a light, wouldn't you like to be? Do you just want to waste your life? Because that's what you're doing. If God isn't using you to be a light, you're wasting your life. It's a total waste of time. You're going to wake up one of these days and be old, or you'll die sometime, you know, from a car accident, or you know, an eagle will drop a rock on your head or something. And either way, if you're not allowing God to use you as a light, whenever your day comes, you're going to look and say, what a fool was I. Why didn't I live for what really mattered? You know, God gives us childhood for that reason. You know, when you become an adult and you start having to pay your own bills and you realize I really should have paid attention in school and learned something. I really should have learned a trade. I really should have gotten a job, you know, where I could make a decent living. That's, you look back at Charlie and you think, man, I wish I would have used a little more wisdom and listened to mom and dad and got better grades and got better training. That's a small picture of what it's going to be like for too many Christians when they stand before the Lord on Judgment Day. And they're going to look back and say, why? Why was I so foolish? Why did I only live for me? Because this is not meant to hurt anybody's feelings, but you know what you're living like when you drive to live for you. It's all about me. I'm going to get me some happiness. You're living like a dog. You're living like an animal. Animals are driven by me, me, me. Where am I going to get something to eat? Find a good place to do my business. Got to be the perfect place. Dogs are looking around. Everything they do is all about me, me, me. That's you. Next time you see a dog getting ready to take a dump and he's looking for a good place to do it, that's your life. That's how you're living. Unless you're living for the Lord to be used as a light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. That means you walk with your eyes wide open and you see with peripheral vision. You know what's going on all around. You see what's going on, not as fools, but as wise. I didn't call you a fool, but if you're not living for the Lord, God calls you a fool.
Amen.
And He wants you to live as wise.
Right.
And you can do it. You can do it.
Amen.
What do? Die to yourself.
Amen.
Put off your own desires. You know, most people, when they live like that, they really are breaking one of the commandments Doug mentioned. That's covetousness. They're driven by covetousness. Got to have this. Got to have that. Something I don't have. When the Bible says when you've got the light of God in you and you're living the way you ought to live, you are content with such things as you have. Fools! Those who live the here and now and not for eternity. That's a fool.
Amen.
I'm talking Christians. Now, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. You know, those who reject God, they're fools. But even Christians can be fools, can live like fools. When they live for the here and now and not for eternity, read that. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. And that's a problem for people who think everything's great. And, you know, human beings are wonderful and I said to myself, what a wonderful world. You ever heard that song?
Yep. Yeah.
bunch of baloney. You heard this one as a everything is beautiful in its own way. And I just want to take that song and in the background have nuclear bombs going off and people dying. Every day this world is filled with murder, rape, blasphemy, lies, destruction. Everything is beautiful. That contradicts the Bible.
Amen.
Everything is wicked in its own way. Sing it with me. We sing a song. It's a wicked, 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 wicked world that we live in, filled with wicked people raising wicked little kids. Everybody look at Mariah. She inherited her father's sinful nature. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. So there's a reason for you to live for God and to let Him use you as a light. There's a reason. Why? Because the days are evil. This is the real reason for the study of Bible prophecy. A lot of people study Bible prophecy because they love getting excited. Like, ooh, look, that's neat. No, that's not why you study Bible prophecy. You study because you can look and see that exactly what God said was going to happen is happening right before your eyes. You want, people say, I want to see God. You can see the fingerprints of God all over the world when you view it through the Scripture and Bible prophecy. What's amazing to me are the Christians who are too stupid to even look at the world and even see that it matches what God said is going to happen. That's a stretch right there. There's a problem there. The purpose of Bible prophecy is to motivate believers to redeem the time.
Amen.
When I studied the Bible prophecy, we've been studying Revelation. I can't tell you how many times Jenny and I had the conversation on the way home. Boy, you know, it just looks like the Lord's coming so close. Amen. It's just, we got to be on the cusp.
Amen.
She doesn't even like for me to even talk about, you know, something 2 years down the road. Oh, I don't want to be here, Greg. Well, honey, you know, we just got to still have to live like it's possible that we'll be here 2 years down the road, looking up for the rapture at any moment. Amen?
Yeah.
That's the purpose of Bible prophecy. Is it really necessary to convince you that the days are evil? Raise your hand if you're not convinced. We've got time. Point blank, the Bible says what?
The days are evil.
I'm just going to leave it at that. We spend plenty of time here at BBF on the evil of the day. Let's focus this time on this. Redeeming the time.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
By dealing with people wisely. You say, where did you pull that? Oh, a little thing called Scripture with Scripture. It's a little technique for understanding the Bible. You read the whole thing, and you're like, oh, I read that somewhere else. It's similar. I'm going to look that up. And then so you turn over to Colossians chapter 4, verse 5, which is another epistle by Paul. And in Colossians chapter 4, verse 5, he says, walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time.
Amen.
I could say this, young people, I want you to look at me right now. I have something to say to you. But you know what? This is for young and old.
Amen.
You had better selectively choose the people you run with. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without. Outside of the body of Christ, the Bible does not teach us to be like the Amish. I love the Amish in a lot of ways. It's neat, but the way they live is not really biblical. They someone leaves their church, they shun them, and they, you know, not having electricity. There's no, I know air condition is inspired of God. Amen?
Amen.
So, but although there are things we appreciate, there's things they do that we don't need to do, and that is we are to be in the world, not of it. In the world, but not of it. And when you're in the world, you better walk in wisdom toward them that are without. Without, that means outside. Here's just some tips. I just said choose your friends wisely. Young and old. I have seen on numerous occasions where people in their 30s, 40s, and 50s chose friends that pulled them into adultery. And they start hanging out with them and telling their husband, telling their wife, oh, it's just me and the boys, you know. And they'd end up pulling them into having extramarital sex through bad relationships. And the old thing is, this isn't scripture, but sometimes things are so biblical that they're good sayings. And I heard my grandparents and my parents and people tell me growing up, birds of a feather flock together. My parents had enough sense to know when I started bringing the wrong people home as friends, they knew things were going wrong. And that's something that only you have to deal with in your life. There might be a rare occasion where I know somebody that you're hanging out with and I'd say, you know, they're bad news. But most of the time, this is something that you and God are dealing with. And you better be careful. Birds of a feather flock together. You say, well, I'm the good bird. Well, the bad bird's going to bring you down. You should be equally yoked. That's marriage, that's friendships, that's your relationships with those outside. The Bible says, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Although that is great marital advice, it's not ever in the text saying just marriage. It's a general rule for Christians. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. And if you have an unbelieving friend, I'm not telling you to shun them. I'm saying you better be careful about that relationship. And the point is, obviously, what you ought to be praying and doing is trying to see that they're saved.
Amen.
You have an unsaved friend. Some people got married. Jenny got married unsaved to an unsaved man. She got saved. She didn't leave. She prayed for him. She tried to follow the scripture to see that he was saved. And thank God he got saved. And it was good timing. He died shortly after that and went to be with the Lord. So I'm not saying to break off all contact, but you better be very careful about that word yoke is the key. A yoke, for some of you who city slickers, you may have never seen this before, but they take two animals, and you say ox, and around here it usually be like two mules or two horses. And they put a yoke, and that yoke holds them together so one can't take off without the other. So where one goes, the other has to go. And wherever the strongest one, the most dominating one, the most powerful of the two wanted to go, that's where they went. See that? You yoke up with somebody, whether they profess to be a Christian or not, and you let them lead, you will follow. Into the ditch if that's where they're heading. Trust God above men.
Amen.
Romans 3:4 says, let God be true, but every man a liar.
Amen.
I don't care who it is, when you're talking with friends, you're hanging out with friends, you're taking advice, you're doing things, you had better listen to God and you test what they say by what God says, not vice versa.
Amen.
People get the wrong friendships. And then a friend will say something, and instead of testing that by what God says, they subject what God says to what the friend thinks. It happens all the time. You preach and you love, but you don't linger. Jesus did not hang out with unrepentant sinners, period.
Amen.
If that is one of the most dishonest and widely stated falsehoods in our generation.
Amen.
Well, they take the Bible and make it all backwards by saying, they look at all these sinners that went to be with Jesus. They
exactly.
Jesus was there, they went to see him.
But if you,
Jesus did not go to them in a bar, in a club,
right.
In a this, or, you know, anything like that.
Wherever they were that he did go, he went with one purpose, and that is to preach the gospel. He wanted them to be saved. And he didn't keep hanging out with them unless they got saved. And that's, if you read your Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and you pay attention to what Jesus did, that's what he did. He went to places, to like the wedding in Cana. Yeah, he was there, but it doesn't say anywhere else that he went to big parties like that. And that's why they try to paint Jesus up like he was constantly going to parties and just hanging out with people. Hey, here's Jesus. Hey. You know, like Norm, you ever see that show Cheers? You know, and he walks in the bar and everybody's like, Norm! They act like Jesus was, you know, such a bar fly, just walk in, everybody, hey, there's Jesus again. He's always hanging out here. Not the truth. Not the reality. You should preach in love, but you shouldn't linger. And that's just a few pointers there for redeeming the time. That's how it's done. And why are we redeeming the time?
Because the days are evil.
The days are evil. That's it. Amen. And that means that the rapture is soon.
Amen.
And that's, it's called a purification or a purifying effect that thinking about the days being evil, redeeming the time, understanding the scripture, understanding Bible prophecy. But if you do unequally, you do ignore biblical advice on friendships and that sort of thing, you'll find your thoughts will less and less will they be on the fact that Jesus could come at any moment. As a matter of fact, when you hang out with people like that, you have to put that out of your mind in order to have a good time. And so you just don't even, you just make yourself not think about the fact that Jesus could come today. Fella who used to head up radio Bible class. Martin DeHaan, I think it was. When he died, he had them put on his big gravestone two words. Perhaps today.
Amen.
People walk through that cemetery and they see all kinds of stuff and they look over and they say, what's that mean? Perhaps today. And then there was other scripture down below that to tell you what he's talking about. Making people think about... Why? Because he was used of God as a light, as we said. He was used of God because he really believed the Bible and that the rapture could happen today. Amen. Get up every morning. Folks, I'm telling you, there are times where I get up in the morning and I get distracted immediately and I go through part of my day, blah, blah, blah. It just seems like a wasted day when it's over with. But thankfully, I can say most days I get up and I look and I think, this could be the day. This could be the day.
Amen.
This could be the day.
Amen.
Amen. 2 Timothy 3:1. I want to close by just looking at a couple of passages that talk about this. 2 Timothy 3:1 says, this know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come.
Yeah.
You don't think we're in perilous times? We are. We're in the last days.
Amen.
If you will look at what the situation is in the world and where we are, you're going to see God is telling you something. You want to hear from God? His word is telling you something. We're in the last days.
Amen.
Perilous times have come. Be a light. 2 Peter 3:3, he said, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust. There's one thing you see today is people scoffing at the Bible.
Yeah.
I don't hear from Christians as much as I do the scoffers.
Yeah.
I constantly hear from the scoffers trying to just discount and dismiss what the Bible says. Scoffers. Walking after their own lusts. Just yesterday, I could just spend time going every day back as far as my memory take me. Just yesterday, had a conversation on Facebook with a girl, I think she lives in the Philippines, and she posted about the Bible. And immediately, some guy comes on there and starts attacking the King James Bible. And so I counter, with the facts. And he kept coming back with these things. He kept saying and everything. And in the meantime, the girl who posted it took screenshots of his Facebook page. He's leaving his wife.
Wow.
And the only reason he's staying with her right now is because he can't afford to move out. You say, what's that? That's what this is telling you right here. That's the kind of people. who are scoffers. These people who they aggressively attack the Bible. You'll find out there is a reason behind it. There's something motivating them to attack the Bible. She confronted him with it. Pew, he's gone. And so another guy jumps on there. And so I had an exchange with him several, and within 5 minutes, his motivation became clear. He lives an immoral life, and he doesn't want to believe in hell. And the King James Bible is clear about hell.
Amen.
After their own lusts. And if you've got friends, you better be wise. If they start attacking that book, you better look out.
Yeah.
They're motivated by something.
Just John 3:19. This is the
What's their motivation? Their deeds were evil after their own lusts.
Amen.
Jesus also, Luke 17:28, remember this? First part of verse 28, he says, likewise also it was in the days of Lot. That's what you're seeing today with the gay marriage thing.
Yeah.
Yep. You think you're modern or whatever. The date on your calendar has nothing to do with right and wrong. I don't care if it's 2150, 2200. I don't care what's the date on the calendar that got to do with right and wrong? Nothing.
It's like 4,000 years ago.
This was 4,000 years returned, just as Jesus said, as it was in the days of Lot, even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Is that not true?
Amen.
Joyce? Yeah.
You know, I'm married. They have another book, the blood test. They're not seeking God. They're not wearing gold rings on their hand. But they're going through the state of marriage and procreating and telling people, yeah, I'm going to see my mother-in-law this weekend.
Yeah.
She's not your mother-in-law. She's just your boyfriend's mother.
Yeah. It's kind of like what we talked about, I think, Wednesday night in the book of Judges. The book of Judges was a time when it says there was no king in Israel, and every man did that which was right in his own eyes. See, they stopped saying, it used to be, well, God says, the Bible says, and that's what we're going to do. They don't do that anymore. It's, well, I think, I believe, well, to me, blah, blah, blah. And when you start hearing somebody talk like that, you listen close, you're going to hear them. They're basically just contradicting the Word of God and doing that which is right in their own eyes. Walking after their own lusts. That's the driving force. Their deeds are evil. That's their driving force. And as it was in the days of Lot, even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. And I believe, as Joyce said, you compare today to the days of Lot. I believe there are very little legal marriages in that day. And there was, but there was the form of gay marriage.
Yeah.
And there was everybody shacking up. And no commitment. No life, you know, commitment. And when, you know, it's like today in Hollywood is an example of what everybody else is doing. Just when 5 years, you're like, I'm tired of you. 5 more years, I'm tired of you. And then by the time they're dead in their obituary, it's like 6 paragraphs just listing all the people they were married to. You know, and that's now becoming the norm out in the middle. Well, we have arrived. These are the days of Lot. And you shouldn't have to even have that explained to you. So redeem the time because the days are evil. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for reminding us of these things. May have been some new things to some of us. Other things are reminders. But none of it does any good unless we're willing to receive it and obey. And Lord, I just pray that anyone here who knows in their own conscience and their own mind, their heart. They know that there's a need for repentance. Something needs to change. That they'll not just think it while they're sitting here in church, but they'll take it with them and do something about it in their lives. That there will be a change in their lives. And not just out of self-interest, but in order to want to make you happy, to please you, to do what we do out of love for Jesus Christ, for what He has done for us. We're saved by His blood, by the power of His resurrection. And so we sing praises in His name, and we do really look every day. Lord, I pray everybody in this room wake up every day thinking, perhaps today, this could be the day. And then that thought will be a motivator for how they spend that day. And that it'll be a day for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Along with the encouragement of the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, tune in to our internet radio station available every day, 24 hours a day, at bbfohioradio.com. Join listeners from over 150 nations, all 50 U.S. states, and other U.S. territories who are tuning in and receiving free Bible teaching at bbfohioradio.com.